Hello, this is Chris Nelson from evolveconsciousness.org. I will be reading an article published on the 14th of September 2014 called Why Does Nothing Change? Everyone, for the most part, is focused on their lives, their enjoyment, and their pleasure gratification. Once you let go of the infatuation and attachment to pleasure, you let room in for more important things to take up the, quote, spiritual currencies we have in life, time and attention. The quote spiritual journey and quest towards greater aspects of truth is to focus our time and attention on quality knowledge to raise ourselves above our current condition of false living. People care if things go wrong in their lives, if things are unfair in their lives, if they get hurt in their lives, but they don't seem to care about all the other harm, wrongs, and suffering others go through or the actions they engage in that support harming others. They seem to expect and be entitled to support from others to help them in their suffering and wrongs committed against them, but they don't have the same expectation upon themselves to stand for others in what is right, good, and true. Nothing changes because we only care about our own little lives, our insulated bubbles of reality going around the hamster wheel of life. Even truthers get information, understand some of it, but then they don't get involved and active enough in sharing, speaking, preaching it for others to learn. Why? Also, they don't go deep enough. They don't go deep enough in learning. And then they only teach the secondary layers of things that they're aware of, but they haven't gone to the depths of truth and morality enough. So they can't speak deeply about the substance of ourselves and of reality. And what matters most, because they're unaware. They haven't gone to the depths required to gain that comprehension. So why? Sometimes we don't get enough quality information and we do not uncover the more crucial, essential, substantial aspects of occulted reality. There are many distractions in alternative information sources as well. The quality knowledge that allows us to find ourselves and motivate us towards the true right action for change is hard to find. Many false motivations exist to manipulate us into false paths and pre-selected avenues for directed action that keep us away from actualizing true freedom and peace. This happened to me for a while. Maybe some still have too many distractions, entertainment, fun, enjoyment, and pleasure gratifications in their life that they are attached to. This prevents them from actualizing greater attainment of truth and morality. So, some people learn, they get involved and empowered by some aspects of truth, but not enough, because they don't go deeper. And then the motivation fizzles, and they go back to regular life, or enjoying their life, and they just ride the wave, going along to get along, and just go back to focusing on enjoying life. And this is what was happening to me. I had gotten into truth, but not deep enough. The sources I had come across were not deep enough. I wasn't going into occulted knowledge because I had been convinced that it was bullshit and through Christian sources of documentary information and such. Oh, the occult, that's bad. It's all bullshit. And anyways, so eventually I found Mark Passio, which reinvigorated my care. I've talked about this on previous podcasts. Our previous audios. Alright. So when you let go of the attachment and focus on pleasure, on the usual enjoyments and distractions of life, you will see how you have much more time and attention to put into that which matters most. Truth and morality, along with their discovery and perpetuation into existence through our power as causal agents. So when you learn to let go of the attachments, then you have more time and attention because you're no longer spending your time and attention on those attachments that prevent you from actualizing yourself because you're attached to them and you don't let go of them. So they take up your life. We need to detach from a lot of things in order to serve truth and morality more fully. This is about how to live, the way and path to live in truth and morality. The appearances, idolatry, and adulation of the many distractions and experiences of pleasure and enjoyment are not central in life. They are not even secondary or third or tertiary. Pleasure and enjoyment are a part of life. They happen. It is a part of living. They are not the focus. Focus on truth, and you will get the joy of caring for truth as it blossoms and develops in your life. We can go back to simply enjoying life once we fix the garbage and poison we have accepted into ourselves and created the world from. Until then, all the focus on me, my life, my quote bliss, my quote passion, my truth, my survival, my freedom, those around me, enjoy it all, have fun, etc., is not going to fix a single thing. All this does is keep people perpetuating the repetitive loops of the system's design. We are stuck in a bubble of reality, living in our zone of comfort and convenience, and letting it continue this way, while the reality of our downward direction and self-destruction is not of much concern, nor is the suffering of others within our own system, or outside of it, that don't have the same privileges of our particular zone of comfort. That is their problem, not ours, right? Forget about the theft and exploitation our privilege is built upon. Just keep living in our insulated bubble of reality. That's the thing. People don't look at the other reality. They don't look at, you know, other countries. Oh, the third world countries. That doesn't matter. I'm not living there. And you don't even understand how the way you're living is built upon exploitation of other people around the planet. Why don't you go work the field and grow your own food and see how fun that is? Well, the farmers are the ones with the most power on this planet. I've talked about that in another article on the future. Where are we headed? Maybe I should do an audio on that. I completely forgot about that. Well, I have a bunch of short posts that I haven't been doing audios on. I'm only going for my main work, the most important stuff. But the farmers are the ones working the ground and providing us with food to live. All the other things we do, the computers, the internet, you know, they're not worth, they're not even possible without food to keep us living. So that's why we need to become more independent, more self-sustaining, and not stay attached to this system of codependence that keeps us in pre-selected avenues and pathways as universal constructors to create and fabricate a reality as cogs in the machine, as outcome-based through our education in order to perpetuate the system and keep it going in all the artificial aspects that we've created. We need to get back to basics and become more free by taking control of the basic survival needs so that we don't need to depend on a system for our survival. So forget about the theft and exploitation. Our privilege is built upon. Just keep living in our insulated bubbles of reality. This is what happens when we focus on your enjoyment. When we focus on our enjoyment in life, our passion, our bliss, live in the now, be in the moment only, all in efforts to maximize how good we can feel. It's all attachment to emotions, emotional mind control. You don't think about reality, you don't contemplate reality, you don't reflect reality. And if you do, you're very limited in your ability to do so because you have feel-good attachments, which prevent you from honestly looking at reality for what it is, and you keep projecting your own delusional self-images and worldviews onto your perception of reality, and it prevents you from seeing reality accurately. So again, the New Ager I used to live with, oh, he uses his emotions, he uses feeling to discern truth. Heavily, heavily right brain imbalanced, or right modality of consciousness imbalance. You know, if it's not a literal brain imbalance, it's a consciousness imbalance anyways. So it's largely about sensations and pleasure gratification to enjoy life. We end up not focusing on ending immoral evil in the world by seeking, discovering, embracing, and embodying truth and morality. So we're not focusing on truth and morality in order to end evil. We're not focusing on ending evil and then learning morality to do so. And everyone thinks, hey, the world is good. I live in my isolated, insulated zone of comfort and convenience, and Who cares about the rest of the world? I'll just pay my taxes and the war machine can keep going, invading other places and spreading the empire of democracy and globalization and capitalism and democracy everywhere. And yay, that's freedom. We're so free. Isn't it great? I have a car and a house and woohoo, I watch TV and there's football. I'm so free to do what I want. Wow, what an amazing life. You robots. We end up not caring about any of that. We don't need that because our life is fine and dandy in our little zone of privilege and comfort. As long as we can gain comfort at the expense of others due to our way of living and the system we are living in, then we don't really care, do we? If we did really care, we would understand that our focus on pleasure is not doing anything to change anything for our others or ourselves. We will just stay in our privileged slave position at the expense of those in lower positions that provide for us. It's all about not being served anymore, but having others serve us instead. So it's all about us. It's all about not being served anymore, but having others serve us instead, perpetuating the false way of life based on the dichotomy between the right brain imbalanced slave think and the left brain imbalanced master think. Where once I served, now I have others serving me. Care is not developed enough. So that's what you had in slavery as well, is where some became house slaves and they enjoyed their position of increased privilege and comfort. And they served the master more willingly than those who had less privilege and comfort. And then they even had a Stockholm syndrome effect in some where they respected their master because all they cared about was their own position, their own enjoyment, their own comfort. It didn't matter that there were other slaves, other people were enslaved. As long as they got into a better position, they were climbing up the ladder, and that's what we have today. It's a whole slave system that we live in. That's what hierarchies are for. And you have masters and slaves, and if you don't do what the master says, then you get fired, and you don't have economic survivability anymore. You don't have any money to pay for things, and you can't live. We live in a slave system. We just think it's freedom. We think it's free market. Free market's a joke. Capitalism a joke. Capitalism isn't even properly understood because people don't understand truth and morality. So capitalism, the most important thing in their life, becomes goods and services for survival because it's all satanic living we're in. It's all about survival. Climbing the ladder. Getting more. We have our house, our car, our job. So what if we live in slavery and others live in worse slavery? We get our comforts and pleasure, enjoying ourselves, so it's the best we can do. Just enjoy it while it lasts. Enjoy the ride. Ride the wave. Go along to get along. Because we sure don't want to lose our privileges and end up less comfortable and living less conveniently by taking personal responsibility and owning up to our collective task to end evil and immorality. That actually requires work, effort, time, energy, attention, dedication, determination, and persistence to empower ourselves to change. That is the narrow gate, hard, arduous work and tribulations. Enjoying life is just more of the same life we have already been living. It requires no serious change, just more of the same distractions and accumulation of experiences in order for us to be satisfied and happy with our life. That is the wide gate of ease. It doesn't matter that we are heading into deeper levels of slavery. Surely not. We don't even care about the slavery that already exists in our system and in other people's lives. It doesn't matter that our children or grandchildren will be living in a prison police state. Go ahead and continue to focus on our satisfaction and gratification of our desires, wants, and wishes that we expect to have as part of living a life worth living in this modern age, and certainly feel entitled to get those things, reducing our consumerism, living simpler and minimalism, has little significance in our life. Just keep doing the things we do that provide us with an escape from the reality of the negative collective co-created condition we continue to allow to exist. The pleasure trap is the biggest form of escapism there is. New Age bullshit, meditation obsession, attachments, drugs, alcohol, sex, sports, entertainment, gossip, TV, etc. is all based on the positive experience of some desired feeling and sensation or the numbing effect of hypnotic involvement in other events that promote us to not think about those aspects of reality we do not want to face, deal with, and think about. Anything at all to keep us from facing reality or ourselves honestly, to really look at the shadow, demons, darkness, and negative in ourselves and in the world that results from us and others allowing it to be this way. So again, the bread and circus from the Roman gladiator times. Give people their food, make sure that they can survive on food, and give them distractions, the circus, the entertainment, and they'll be content. They'll have food to survive, so they'll be living, and they'll have entertainment to keep their mind occupied, because you have to keep your mind occupied. Because if you have nothing to occupy your mind, then you'll actually start to think about reality and yourself more. Because while your mind is occupied on other things, your mind is not free to think of things that actually matter. That's why distraction is a very important part of keeping the enslavement going, keeping us enslaving ourselves. If you don't have distractions, your time and attention free up, and then you have the possibility to gain self-knowledge. But so long as you have all the distractions, well, you do not have any time or attention to gain self-knowledge. It's an impossibility. The time has to be there for you to put the attention on something. And if your time is all taken up and your attention's taken up by bullshit, then guess what? You're not going anywhere. You are living in the hamster wheel, cyclical repetition, going downward into perpetuating chaos, evil, immorality, and eventually our own self-destruction through stagnation and entropy. How did I get to do all the work I do now? It takes time and work. Am I focused on my enjoyment? Am I trying to make friends? Am I trying to sustain relationships that hold me back from evolving and becoming better? No, I am not. And that's why I did move out of the New Ager place I was living, because it was not the right place for me. These people were not at the right level of understanding care for truth and morality, and they didn't want to understand it. So I abandoned my attempt to build a permaculture or new way of living, and now I understand what is required for me to do that, is I need to actually find people on my level so that I can actually unite with them. They don't have to know everything that I know, but they have to be at the moral baseline, which is veganism. So the only people I can actually unite with in the future are vegans, or quote, vegans. If you don't harm animals and you understand the morality, yay. If you're a vegan and you don't understand the morality, then no. You're not at the moral baseline yet. Just the label vegan doesn't mean you're at the moral baseline. It just means, oh, you don't eat animals. Samuel L. Jackson, you know, he went vegan. He was like, oh, I feel so good. Yeah, well, he didn't do it for the animals, because now he's back to eating meat because he wants to gain muscle for a new movie and a role. And you know, it's not like he'd care to actually learn about truth and morality, and as doing so would learn about nutrition and that you don't need to eat animals even if you want to get beefed up. Yeah, so God forbid he would actually learn with all the money he has and the time and attention to actually go learn about things that matter. No. The people who gain wealth, which represents freedom, which represents time, because with wealth, you don't have to spend your time toiling the soil or toiling in society in order to provide economic survivability so you can buy food and shelter and survive. You know, so with wealth, you gain time and you gain freedom. But what do these rich fucks do with their time and freedom? Do they set up educational institutions on the depth of truth and morality to educate people in the world? No, millionaires aren't doing this. It's all about themselves. The self-actualization is not real self-actualization in truth and morality. It's complete selfish self-actualization to self-actualize yourself in whatever you want to do that has nothing to do with truth and morality. All right, to continue. I gradually learned about my bullshit and started dropping it, letting go of the attachment. Then you get to learn more with more time and more free space available in your mind to accept greater quality knowledge and truth. So you need the free time to put your attention on it, and then you need the free space in your mind. So you have to unlearn what you learned and empty your cup so that you have the space to learn. Because if you're attached, if you haven't emptied your cup and you haven't unlearned what you've previously learned and accepted blindly as truth, then you don't have free space because you have walls and barriers erected from false information that prevent you from accepting the truth of new information. So then you get to learn more with more time, free space available in your mind to accept greater quality knowledge and truths. When you learn a good deal, enough correspondences come together to create a bigger picture, and you understand enough to teach others about important aspects of reality they are currently unaware of. I keep coming back to the pleasure trap because it is a huge aspect of control. People are still choosing their own enjoyment and the gratification and satisfaction of their senses and feelings according to their various wants, desires, and wishes. In the information seekers, many are busy looking at, quote, exciting or novel or new and original information about things that are not as important as principles of truth and morality they are ignorant of and not living by. I have a few notes and posts on our infatuation with what is new and novel, and we don't look at what is the current and old condition, the old condition, the current condition that we're living. We just want the new things. We want to bring in new things. We don't want to face the current condition as it is. We just want to mask it with new things and keep piling on new things and exciting things and keep our... And this also ties into the distraction. We're always attracted to the new and novel. We get bored of the old things. That's why this infatuation with the new, the novel, the original, this is why people are brainwashed into stupidity like fashion and new cars, new models of cars. You know, if it looks different, then people get attracted to it. So all these, the retarded fashion, if you are into fashion, you are a retard. Your consciousness is so degraded, you don't even understand what's important in life. You're so mind-fucked, you think appearances that differ are important and have value when they have no value and no importance whatsoever. They have value and importance in terms of degrading consciousness and perpetuating falsity. Sure, they do a real good job at keeping you distracted into bullshit, keeping you unactualized, unrealized, and unindividuated. So keep being a retard if you're into all this stupid shit of fashion and all these other novel new things. And the novel and new is also tied to the counterculture and subconscious recognition of the inauthentic aspects of the system, in the untruthful, immoral aspects of the system. So in rebellion against that, you go to other things, countercultural, which are also new in comparison to the old and currently accepted way of living that you've been doing. So it's I've written about this too, the polarized dynamic, where once you learn of what you've currently accepted, the old and current paradigm as being false, or much of it is false, and you seek to unlearn and relearn and empty your cup to fill it back up with more quality information, then you end up polarizing. And anything that is counterculture or opposite to what is currently accepted that you recognize as being wrong, even at a subconscious level, then you go for that polar opposite, even though the polar opposite is just as much bullshit as the current and old bullshit, but you think it's new and novel and it's counterculture, so yeah, I'm going to put some earrings in me, I'm going to pierce my body parts and put some tattoos, and oh yeah, I really know my identity. This is, I'm expressing myself. This is the lie people tell themselves because they are so lost and do not understand how lost they are. They say, oh, this is part of my identity. I'm just expressing myself. This is an expression of me. No, it's not. You're an idiot. You're so lost, you don't even understand how lost you are. Yeah, yeah, marking your body with metal parts or with ink. Yes, that's a real expression of you. You don't even understand who you are. You don't even understand anything about yourself. You think that represents you? Give me a joke. You're pathetic. Go learn some psychology and why you were so lost and in pain or in counterculture that you went for things that were countercultural, that made you get piercings, that made you get tattoos. You know, people don't think about themselves. They avoid why they did things. Why did I do that? Oh, I'm not going to think about it. Why did I do that 10 years ago? Why did I get a piercing? Why did I get a tattoo? Well, some of the piercings are conformity, where parents say, oh, well, children, you have to look like this. We're going to get your clothes like this. We're going to cut your hair like that. And girls, don't forget, we have to pierce your earrings, your ears, because that's the way we got to look for men. We got to be pretty for men. We got to be sexual objects, right? Got to show our cleavage, show our legs. Well, of course, the parents don't realize this and what they're doing to their children. But, you know, they dress them up in outfits and, oh, you look so sexy. Yes, yes, tell a six-year-old child that they look sexy, because that's what's important in your life, is your little child looking sexy, having sex appeal, you stupid degenerate fucks. Anyways, society is fucking pathetic. I see it everywhere. People who don't even know themselves. And they're fucking lost when they're older because their parents bullshit them into falsity as a false self, and they create a false self, and then you have all this fractures and this depressions because we're counter to our true selves. We're living as a false self that's fractured from a true self, and we're so... That's how you get lost, is you recognize things aren't right, but you don't know what to do about the things that are wrong and how to get to what's right, so then you end up being lost. The only way to find yourself is with truth and morality. That's how anyone will find themselves. Anyone on the planet. Anywhere. You want to find yourself? Seek truth and morality. Alright, let's continue with the article. What is more important? Getting a proper understanding of the real substantive truth and morality of the way we live in order to stop doing things the same way and get to where we want to be in true freedom and peace? Or focus our learning on other hidden information, such as aliens, channeled info from possibly deceptive beings leading into conceptual traps and bullshit, which is most of what the channeled information is. Oh my god, they're a channeled entity! Oh, they're pseudo-gods, they're little gods! I'm going to believe what they say, I'm not going to think about it critically. Yay, that's the truth! I'm an idiot! Woohoo! Or do we focus on learning other information, hidden information, like hidden technology and ancient civilizations and the meditation obsession on New Age fantasies of belief and other crap that has zero focus on becoming a more moral being? Yeah, let's focus on all those other things because they're going to make us more moral. They're going to lead us to truth and morality that really matters in our life so that we can change things right now. Right now. No, no, no. Let's focus on ancient civilizations and aliens and other things and the channeled information, the law of one, and let's listen to all this bullshit. It makes us feel good. Oh, the fantasies of belief and the wonder and the amazement and all the novel new things and the 5D and I'm gonna ascend, and it's such a fucking load of bullshit. So what I was talking about before, piercings and tattoos, if you have piercings, why don't you take them out? What are they serving you? How do they represent you? Is that really you? If you take them out, are you no longer you? Why did you even get them in the first place? Why did you even get a tattoo in the first place? How did that actually represent you? You know, keep thinking about these things. Why did you get them? Why did you take these actions that have no significance on improving you in any way, in representing you in any way? What, you get a tattoo of a yin-yang and that's you? You get a tattoo of the flower of life and that's you? Like, get over yourself. Start making changes where they actually matter, and that's in your consciousness. Oh, I'm going to mark my body. I'm going to alter my body. What the fuck is wrong with you? Yes, mark yourself. Yeah, that's real evolved consciousness right there. Grow up. Go deep within and learn who you truly are, and recognize that these body modifications are just you torturing yourself and bringing yourself into a false identification with aspects of bullshit. Oh, the piercing, yeah, that's me. Oh, the tattoo, yeah, that's me. Grow up. Grow up and seek yourself. Find yourself. Know thyself. To continue, taking the time to figure out what is actually the most important thing. Take the time to figure out what is actually the most important thing. Not this other crap that has zero focus on becoming a more moral being. Morality and living right is more important than all the other possibilities that exist for us to learn about. It is the foundation for living. But how many people are going for this foundation of living? How many people are going for the moral baseline, the foundation? Do we want to keep targeting secondary layers and effects? Or do you want to go for the moral foundation, the baseline to start from living properly? You want to target police and military because we're not living morally in order for them to stop existing? No. Let's target the police and military. There's fucking evil all over the planet. The problem is us, each one of us. Well, how come we're not living from the foundation of morality? We need to get to that foundation, and until we get there, every one of us, a partial foundation, a partially corrected foundation, isn't enough to create the future we want. People need to heal properly. So all these other things, these zero crap focus, that doesn't matter. Let go of your attachment to all this fantasy wonder, all this novel and new stuff. Go focus on quality information that can actually bring yourself to change yourself in alignment with truth and morality. Go learn truth and morality more deeply. It takes time to suss out and figure out what is quality information, what is quality knowledge. But as long as you don't go on the spiritual quest and journey towards greater attainment of truth and morality, well, you'll never understand it. You'll be completely lost, unaware of the importance of truth, the supreme importance of the reign of truth in our lives. You be right or you go wrong. And it's truth, or face the consequences. It's the foundation for living. That other interesting information comes second or even later. So if you want to look into hidden technology, you want to look into ancient civilizations, you want to look into channeled info, okay. But don't make it the most important thing. Don't make it your focus. It's not crucially important to end evil. It's not crucially important to bring people to live more morally with education to help them understand why they need to live more morally. The most important information is truth and morality. People need to refocus their lives completely around that in the service to truth and morality, in the standing for truth and morality, and sacrificing their own personal stupid lives for truth and morality. Then we're actually going to get somewhere. But people have way too much attachment to themselves and to the pleasure trap. Attachment's a big part I'll have to get to in the future. But we're attached to everything. We're attached to family members. We're attached to friends. We're attached to so many. We're attached to physical objects. We're attached to the pleasure. There's so much attachment that prevents us from actualizing ourselves. That keeps us held back because we're trying to preserve our attachments. We're trying to preserve relationships. We're trying to preserve friendships. We don't want to say what needs to be said. Because we don't want to be alone, or we're insecure, we don't have enough self-love and self-worth to stand on our own alone if we have to. No, we're too weak, we require other people. I still have issues with that, I'm still trying to get myself to be more courageous and stronger in that aspect. See, because we have too much attachment to our blood relations, because that's who we're close to as soon as we're born. So whoever you have more interactivity with, more interconnection with, that will develop into more of a relationship. And then through that identification with those around you, that creates attachment. So it's natural that we have the most attachment to our families because they're the ones we've identified with the most in our lives, because they've been around us the most in our lives for us to identify with. Versus people we've never met, we do not identify with them because we don't even know they exist. We don't know them, we don't know anything about them, and we're not attached to them. Whatever, if they die, none of us care, because we don't know them. People die every minute on the planet. We're not feeling, oh my God, someone's dead, oh, it hurts, oh my God, my father died, or my sister died, or my child died. No, it's when you have a personal attachment, when you've identified with someone close to you, that's when you start to care. So widening our circle of identification is important in terms of other beings, but we have to detach from the selfish personal identification of those around us and our family and how it prevents us from actualizing ourselves. So if you're if you always want to remain attached to your family and keep the relationships as they are, then you're never going to speak the truth to them because you don't want to offend them and risk fracturing the relationships you have built. But they're your family, so you know, no matter what, they should always be there. But you know, people are very screwed up and they don't care about truth and morality much. So it's a tricky game you gotta play when you're trying to get things done in a family situation. And if you don't have anything that gets done in a family situation, then you can say whatever you want to anyone. Alright, so enough of that bullshit rant, apologetics on my part why I don't actualize myself in fully in speech as I can because of the current situation I'm in. That'll change. I know what I need to do. Always working on myself too. It took me a while to find sources of info that provided me with the clarity of purpose in what is most important. Mostly, Mark Passio did that very well. Before that, I was learning about things here and there and forgetting things, but at some point you just get it and what really needs to be done to end evil and bring about true freedom and peace. It's completely tied to morality. Morality, natural law, is the most important thing for people to do, not meditation, obsession, attachment, bullshit. No one needs to do sensory feel-good oneness awareness meditation at all to bring about true freedom and peace. They can break through the left and right brain barriers in other ways and will still get further in alignment with truth and morality than others who obsess over meditation. All the big meditation pushers I have met are imbalanced into the right brain and cannot use logic properly to actualize themselves in greater alignment with truth and morality. They lack development of left brain tools and are imbalanced towards the right brain. Sure, there are people who use meditation, but they're not big pushers of meditation. They understand that it has some uses, some healing aspects, and you know, Mark Passio's one, Will Tuttle's another. A great vegan activist, the World Peace Diet. But most people I've met are in meditation and they can't actualize themselves in deeper degrees of morality because of their attachment to meditation and the feel-goodness and their delusion of how meditation is making them evolve when it's not, it's just keeping them down. We need to identify a goal, ending evil, ending slavery, ending immorality, creating true freedom and peace. Then we can look at what we do in our lives that help this or prevents this from actualization. Then you can open your eyes and look at your behavior to realize that the pleasure trap keeps you very far away from ever actualizing those goals. You have to choose what is more important, truth or pleasure, and then work towards the goal. There is too much of seeking things we like and want, and giving other people what they like and want instead of giving people what they need to evolve. So what I say may not be what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear to evolve, to let go of attachment to superficial crap and external changes that don't really matter because you don't understand how you need to change yourself first and evolve consciousness. So we're too focused on getting what we want and giving other people what they want so we can maintain our attachment in relationships and friendships, etc. Pleasure is a part of life. It is not the most important, central meaning and purpose to life. It is just a part of life. Ultimately, it comes down to my one true divide, care for truth. Care for truth to live truth and morality in your life is what will bring down slavery and evil, and it will bring up the true freedom and peace. People do not care enough about truth to get to the position where they work on attaining, embodying, and sharing truth and morality in their own lives. It is just not that important to them. They prefer to live life in the pursuit of happiness, enjoyment, and fulfilling their desires, wants, and wishes to satisfy and gratify their pleasures. So if you want more information on the pleasure trap, I have an article called The Pleasure Trap. There's pleasure trap life mottos and pleasure gratification life mottos, and they're all in audio and video. When you shift your priorities and see what is really important, truth and morality, then you gain great joy from the truth itself, and you understand the desire for many other things are a superfluous distraction and a falsity that impedes the progress of true freedom and peace. That's why I've been talking about the pleasure trap and other things, superfluous distractions that don't matter at all. People are so lost in false selves and falsity, false living, that they don't understand the true self and what really matters, truth and morality. Learn to embrace truth and care for truth, and it will become clear to you what is required to end evil, slavery, and immorality in the world. Natural moral law needs to be understood and taught to people. That is the only way out. Keep focusing on the pleasure trap to your own, your family's, and your descendants' own self-destruction. Once you get it, it's time to get moving and develop information for people to access that helps them understand. We are close to or past midnight on the doomsday clock. We need to get our act in gear and get going with developing and understanding natural moral law and spreading it out for others to understand. So that's that article. Thank you for your time and attention. Have a nice day. Take care. Peace.